The Haynes Merchants were the champions of the 35th Dick Hotch Memorial Tournament over the weekend. The Merchants faced five other teams from Haynes, Cluckwan, Juneau, and Whitehorse and took home the $2,500 prize.
Twice after the pass, he's gotten layups from just cutting two, because you know that's a discipline.
I think if you can't cut after you pass.
It's Thursday night, and the Haynes Merchants are playing the first game against the Juneau team, Good Ol' Boys. The Merchants have a welcome addition to the team this year, Kyle Fossman. The Haynes High School graduate played basketball professionally in Germany. Now he's back in Haynes playing here. He says it's hard to compare the two.
You don't get to just take a shot whenever you want. That kind of stuff makes it a lot harder to, you know, you have to fill in a role unless you're a superstar. Whereas in these tournaments, you know, you got a lot more freedom to, you know, take a crazy shot once in a while if you want to.
Fossman's team won the first game against the Good Ol' Boys. Up next, it's the Chilkat Thunder against Big Bigness, a Whitehorse team. The name of the team has to do with the height of its players. Two of them are close to 7 feet tall. Colin LaForme is 6'10".
Yes, yeah, we're also, it plays on the size of our team. Yeah, we're a large team this year, yeah.
LaForme says the Yukon Men's League started about 2 years ago and has grown from 4 to 6 teams with about 80 men registered. He says he hopes to foster a culture of basketball in Whitehorse, similar to that in Southeast Alaska.
There's nothing like going into a full gym in March and people are here watching it. And I mean, we don't have that in Whitehorse right now. It's not the same. So it's a great experience and a great culture.
The best way I can describe it is it's kind of woven into the fabric of the culture, even, you know. I mean, no matter who you are or where you're from, in Southeast, you know, basketball in some way affects your life. So
Jason Scholl plays for the Haynes Merchants. He grew up here but lives in Washington now. He says he wouldn't miss this tournament for the world.
It's my home. You know, basketball really means something up here and means something to me and getting a chance to do this. I'll be 40 this year. And so, I mean, how do you not take advantage of the opportunity?
And Dick Hotch wasn't just for the men this year. Two women's teams competed as well, one from Haynes and one from Juneau. Krista Kilsmeyer helped organize the newly formed Haynes Women's League.
And, you know, it's such a good example for the young people in town, too, because, you know, there's so many times where these kids come and they watch the men play over and over and over again, and it's good for them to see the women out there. And I like it when some of the boys see their mom out there playing, like Patricia Faverty. Her son Kirby will come watch, and he even helped ref a game. And it's good for him to see his mom go out there and make shots and scramble for the ball and just get out there. It's great.
The Haynes women are planning to compete in the Juneau gold medal basketball tournament later this month. Most of the men's teams are also preparing for that competition. But Scholl says this tournament stands on its own in terms of the sportsmanship it inspires.
Dick Hotch really stood for sportsmanship. That's always been kind of the cornerstone of the tournament. And you know, that's kind of a special thing. I love it.
Scholl's team, the Haynes Merchants, faced off against the Juneau Good Ol' Boys again in the championship game Sunday. They won 98-92. Kyle Fossman received the Most Valuable Player Award, and Joe Hotch received the Best Fan Prize. In Haynes, I'm Emily Files.